can do. Use the word of God to touch you. Say, God, touch your heart. Touch her. Say, Father, let your word get into my heart. Let your word get into my heart. Oh God, let your word saturate my soul. Let your word saturate my soul. Let your word saturate my life. Jesus, I need you more than ever. Holy Ghost, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. Teach me the word of God. Help me not to be a forgetful hearer. Help me not to be a forgetful hearer. Create my path in life by your word in me. Create my path. Create a path in me. Create your road in me. Create an inroad in my life by your word. Let your righteousness rule me. Cleanse my mind. Oh God, let your word remove every darkness in me. Every sin. Oh God, let your word saturate me. Sanctify my heart. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God is a good God. God is a good God. Last week we started a message on love. Love. Last week we started a message on love. And I shared with us agape love. Agape, the love of God. The kind of love that passes all understanding. The kind of love, even when you are a criminal, it does not discourage God from loving you. Amen? All he desires is that you open up unto him and the power of God will come into you. We looked at, we saw the love of God. That even though the whole earth was criminaled, wicked, ungodly, God, not friends to God, he sent his only son to die. And when he came, they were see angry and hated him, could not even recognize that this is the voice of God. Even after I sent a foreigner, John the Baptist, to prepare the way, they saw the miracles of Jesus. He raised the dead, healed the sick, provided food for the people. Yet, their eyes of understanding were not open. They were blind, they were oblivious to the love of God that was in their midst physically. Hallelujah. But God, in spite of that, was not discouraged. He equipped 12 of them, sent the Holy Ghost upon their lives, and released them to preach the gospel around the world. Thank God you and I today, we are part, we are benefactors of the love of God. Today we are going to look at our love for God and our love for our neighbor. I have found out in my life, I have known that if you don't have love, the things of God will not work for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you don't have the love of God in your life, you can pray until your skin grow gray. You will remain where you are. The much you might get from God are bits and pieces. Bits and pieces. You cannot get much from God. If your love for God and his creature, man, if your love for God and your neighbor is polluted, you will never get much from God. Let's look at the Bible. First of all, I want us to see Matthew chapter 22. Matthew 22, beginning from verse 36. A whole lot of us, we do hear messages on love, but we commonize it. Just like we've heard the name of Jesus, we don't take it seriously. Without love, you can't make heaven. Matthew, and we are there. Matthew 22. I'll begin to read from verse 26. Sorry, verse 36, please. Matthew 22, begin from verse 36. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment? Everybody say greatest. All right. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love. Let's read together. I want to go. Again, you shall love the Lord your God with how many parts of your heart? What does all mean? What does all mean? Okay, let's continue. You shall love the Lord your God with all your okay, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. With all your soul, with all your heart. Soul and heart, they mean the same thing. Your soul, your mind, is the seat of your intellect, your will, and your emotion. That means you should love the Lord your God with all your intellect, with all your emotion, with all your will. Your will is by what you take decisions. Your emotion is how you react and respond and feel. Your intellect is the way you reason. Is this clear to us? Your intellect you reason with. Your will you take a decision with. Your emotion you feel with. All three work together. So you must love the Lord your God with your intellect, with your will, and with your emotion. What does verse 38 say? This is what? This is the first and what? The great commandment. So what is the first and the great commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Okay, verse 29. Let's read. Let's go. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Is there any person here who doesn't love himself? Is there any person here who you don't love yourself? Even though you feel you don't love yourself, why did you dress yourself today? Why didn't you go naked? If you think you don't love yourself, why did you comb your hair today? Why did you have a bath? Why did you perfume yourself? You love yourself, even though you think sometimes some people think they don't love themselves. You love yourself. Then let's read verse 40. What does it say? Go back again. Go back to 39. Let's go. And the second is like. Okay. So we had the first, and then we had the what? The second. Let's read verse 40 together. What does it say? On these two commandments hangs all laws and what? Hangs all what? How many of you have ever hung something? How many of you have ever hung something in your wardrobe? The rod there, you hang something there. Have you ever hung something on your wardrobe? Supposing your coat, you hang it on a tiny rope. Is it going to fall or stay there or wait for you? What's it going to do? So, all the prophets, what are the prophets? All the prophecies, all the promises spoken through the prophets by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, they are all hanging on love. All the laws God has ever given you, every commandment, all the instruction the Holy Ghost gives in your heart, they are hanging on the love of God. So, if the strength of the love of God, the rope of the love of God in your life is not strong, then the promises of God that are hanging on it are going to fall down. Then when you try to activate, claim, when you try to appropriate these promises of God, they will not work for you. Did you hear me? So every promise of God is hanging on his love. Why? Because it's that same love that moved God to become a person to die for you and I. Is this clear? And the Bible says, ye are gods. We were made in the personality of God. So we have the ability and the nature of God in us. Don't forget that you cannot love by yourself. Romans 5:5 says, God, that the Holy Ghost has shed, has poured the love of God abroad, has poured the love of God in your hearts. Amen? So the ability to love does not really come from you. It comes from God. But it's already been deposited in you because you have the Holy Ghost in you. You can do all things through Christ that does what? Strengtheneth you. So the love of God has a capacity to function in you. Your love for God has the capacity to function, and the capacity to function in loving your neighbor, the capacity to love your neighbor is also in you. It's your responsibility to do what? Activate it. Amen? Look at this word again that we saw. Look at it again. I'll read it to you. You see, verse 37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. This is the first commandment. Eh? And great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. If something is like it, that means also a great commandment. Is that not so? I want to give you a revelation here. The first is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Then the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. That means if you do not genuinely love God, you cannot love your neighbor. Because there must be a number one before there's a number two. So a lot of people who don't love their neighbor genuinely is because the weakness is because their love of God is polluted. Because the word of God cannot be broken. So if you genuinely love God, it's not just saying, I love God. Oh, I know you know I love God. I will soon show you how it is you can prove whether you love God. Amen? If you don't love God genuinely, your love for your neighbor will be weak. Even when you love God genuinely, the devil will still try to attack you. But thank God there is the room for forgiveness. Amen? The people who invented the pencil, they also invented the eraser. Is that not so? So when the pencil writes, if it makes a mistake, what does it do? It wipes it away. Unforgiveness is like the eraser that removes whatever mistake you have made. And you write, and then you write the correct thing. No matter if you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, your neighbor will still offend you. Take the eraser, the blood of Jesus, and wipe away the sin from your life. Hallelujah. So, check your love life for God. If you check your love life and you don't really love God the way you're supposed to, that proves to you that your love for God need to be taken to the clinic. You need to fix it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You need to take the love of God in your life to the clinic. To the clinic. Hallelujah. Okay. You see, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Hallelujah. Love your neighbor as you do what? Love yourself. You love your neighbor as you love yourself. That we all have to work to improve on. Amen? Because some of our neighbors, they are too good that you don't want to love them. I don't know how else to say it. Some of our neighbors are so what? I don't want to use any bad word in my mouth today. Some of our neighbors, they are so good, you cannot love them. Is that true? But there's a way out. When our neighbor become outside of love, or we can't handle them, begin to pray for them. And as you pray for them, the Spirit of God will begin to help you to love them more, because you can never hate him you pray for. Amen? God taught me that many years ago. Oh, some people were just, the Lord told me, pray for them. And as I started praying for them, I found my heart became soft and tender towards them. Hallelujah. Now, how can you prove that you love God? It's very simple. Jesus said, if you love me, what should you do? How many of us here can say we really keep God's commandments? How many of us can really say here that we keep God's commandments? 100% every day. I don't. I try. Doesn't work all the time. But thank God for the blood of Jesus. Amen? Thank God for the blood of Jesus. When I fall short, I quickly confess my sin. When do I confess my sin? Answer me and I've taught you. On the go, later in the evening. When? You commit sin, you confess it on the go. You don't wait for the next 5 minutes. You tell God you are sorry right away. And your sin is not the devil's business, because your life is not his business. Amen? He will try to intimidate you, but always tell the devil, Satan, my sin is not your business. It's Jesus' business. Hallelujah. God's a good God. God is a good God. So how do you prove that you love God? That is a big deal. Let's read that from John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Let's read it out loud together. 14:21. Are we ready? Let's go. So, when you keep God's commandment, you don't only enjoy love. What do you enjoy next? You enjoy the company of God. Wouldn't you like to be in the company of the people you love? Or you want to be in the company of those who you hate? If you love God and you keep His commandment, God will come and reside in you. And Jesus will be there. And if God the Father and the Son are there, make sure. I want to encourage you. I want to let you know that the Holy Ghost will be there too. Praise the Lord. So, if you want to prove that you love God, we must learn to keep His commandments. Keeping the commandment is a short test of the love of God in our lives. Why is that so? When our neighbor hurt us, when we remember that we should forgive our neighbor, we keep that law, then we hold ourselves. We don't react. Instead, we respond in the love of God. Amen? God's a good God. God is a good God. If you love me, keep my commandments. Then my Father will also do what? Love you. And we will what? Come to dwell in you. Hallelujah. That's the proof of love. I'm tired of people hearing, oh, I love God, I love God. If you look through the corner of your eyes, you see how many garbage are in their lives. Prove your love by keeping the laws of God. Amen? Prove your love by keeping the laws of God. Let's look at Luke chapter 10 as we round up. The book of Luke chapter 10. And then after this, we are going to pray. Luke chapter 10, beginning from verse 30. That's part of what I was sharing with you earlier on today. That when you start a family altar and you saturate your life with the word of God and you worship God and begin to pray, heaven will be connected in your soul 24/7. When you keep the laws of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're already dwelling in you. The veil, the obstruction, whatever has caused you not to be able to benefit from their presence in your life will be what? Broken. And you become sensitive to the leading of God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 10, beginning from verse 30, I read. Okay, let's start from verse 27. So he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as what? Yourself. And he said to him, you have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to where? Jericho, and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. Everybody say compassion. And so he went to him and bandaged his wound, poured on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denaries, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. That's what I also share with you today. Go and do what? Likewise. Love your neighbor. If you want the things of God to work for you, it must operate by love. Amen? Hallelujah. Love does not mean foolishness. Is that clear? Love your neighbor now does not mean you take all the food and the money in your house, you give to somebody because you call it love. And then you yourself, you can't pay your rent, you can't pay your bill. You have to allow the Holy Ghost lead you in all that you do. Amen? But in terms of forgiving your neighbor and loving your neighbor, you don't need the Holy Ghost to tell you what to do. That's so simple. Stand on your feet. We're going to pray briefly. You can't love God by yourself. Neither can you love your neighbor by yourself. It all happens by the help of the Holy Ghost. So you must ask for strength to do it. Amen? You can't do it by your act of will. It comes by you disposing yourself, making yourself available in God by the help of the Holy Spirit to walk in love. Amen? Say after me, say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word says, if I love you, I should keep your commandment. Lord, I ask for grace to keep your commandment. I ask for grace to follow your laws. Help me, Holy Ghost, not to lean unto my own understanding. In all my way, help me to acknowledge you so you will direct my path. Oh God, I ask for grace to love you more, to love myself, and to love my neighbor in the name of Jesus.